This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Two high-profile members of the U.S. Congress are holding two rallies in Colorado today, the first of which is now underway. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York are in Greeley right now and scheduled to take the stage this hour. Then they'll head to Denver with a rally at Civic Center Park set for 5 o'clock. Organizers expect tens of thousands of people between the two events. The Democrats are on a tour of western states to push back against what they call the rise of the oligarchy in the country. Yesterday, hundreds of teachers and supporters gathered at the state capitol to protest changes to the state's education funding formula. The event closed schools in some districts. Here's Chaz Sisk of the Colorado Capitol News Alliance.
The demonstration came on the eve of spring break for many districts, a time when parents often feel harried. Sean Costello agrees the timing might be an inconvenience. The Boulder social studies teacher has two teens of his own. But he wants Coloradans to know what's happening with public education.
For a long, long time, we've been underfunding education in this state. And, you know, people need to realize the value in education. And you got to put your money where your mouth is.
Governor Jared Polis has proposed recalculating district funding. Instead of averaging enrollment over 5 years, he wants to do an annual count of students and allocate funding accordingly. Governor says that change will save Colorado $150 million at a time when it's looking at a $1 billion funding gap. But teachers say it'll mean less money, larger classes, and fewer resources.
Chaz Sisk of the Colorado Capitol News Alliance. This is CPR News and KRCC.